I have hit one of the pinnacles of parenting. My children are now old enough to mow the grass and weed eat and to use the leaf blower. I'd been telling them for the last 2 months that the time was coming, that they were now old enough to handle the job, to push the mower, to hold the weed eater, and to control the leaf blower. And they had been getting excited. They believed me when I told them these things, but their faith in my words still needed to be justified by their actions. It would only be their actions that told the rest of the story of their faith in me. And that's what we're talking about on today's Life Words, Day by Day. Once again, this is another controversial passage if we're not careful with how we think about the text. James uses the word justified, but he uses it in a little different way than Paul the Apostle uses the word. So listen to what it says. James chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. That word justify can carry two senses. In one sense, it means to acquit or declare someone as just or righteous. And this is how Paul most often uses the word. In another sense, it means to prove or fulfill, which is how James uses the word. Look at how James makes his argument in verses 21 through 24. When was Abraham's faith proven or justified or fulfilled? Well, whenever he offered up Isaac as a sacrifice. But when was Abraham's faith initially counted as righteousness? He was justified or declared righteous by God years before he offered Isaac up as a sacrifice, maybe even some 30 years before he offered Isaac up. So do Paul and James agree on what saving faith is? Again, the answer is yes. The difference is that Paul most often speaks of the origin of faith, and James speaks of the operation of faith. Let's pose a scenario where I happen to know that a winter storm is on the way, and you don't have a coat. Not only that, but you're hungry. And I don't want you to be cold when the storm hits, and I can't stand the thought of you being hungry. So as an act of faith to help keep you warm when the temperature plunges, and to get you seated before a fine meal, I start memorizing the 119th Psalm. Well, why in the world would I do that? Because faith without works is dead, and memorizing Bible verses is a good work. So in order to complete my faith, which I have by having good works, I start memorizing a bunch of Bible verses to keep you warm and fed. No, that doesn't work, does it? The works that complete faith, or the works that mature faith, must correspond to the faith. I can memorize the entire Bible as a work of faith on your behalf, and you'd still be cold and hungry till the day you die. Unless I do something to clothe and feed you, my faith will be an incomplete faith. There was only one way for Abraham to mature his faith. He had to obey the Lord and give up Isaac. Nothing else would do. Why? Because that was specifically what God required of him. And how did he know that? He knew that because God had spoken to him. And you may say, but God doesn't speak to me. Well, yes, he does. Maybe not in the way he spoke to Abraham, because Abraham didn't have the Bible. For you and me, it's a little easier than it was for Abraham. We have the Bible, and that's how God speaks to us, through his word. And when properly studied and rightly understood, you and I can experience God speaking to us through his written word, the Bible. And as A.W. Tozer once said, the Bible recognizes no faith that does not lead to obedience. The two are opposite sides of the same coin. When you pray today, please remember David Smart and his wife Bethany, our missionaries in Texas. Also, remember the Tagalog Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.